greeted New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his oldest son, Jonathan. "Boy, you're looking trim," the elder Jones, graying and pale, said to the elder Kraft, suntanned and in sneakers. The two octogenarians beamed like school chums meeting after summer break. Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, by comparison a youthful 59, and Pittsburgh Steelers owner Art Rooney, 72, passed by. Commissioner Roger Goodell, the trim, barrel-chested confidant and leader to them all, chatted with the group. About the only people not smiling were the players, who had just been cut by the Vikings and were checking out of the hotel, their fates unknown. A few hours later, Jones, Kraft, and the other owners voted 31-1 to allow teams to sell up to 10% of their multi-billion dollar franchises to private equity groups that include Carlyle and Sixth Street Partners. Cincinnati Bengals owner Mike Brown, a staunch traditionalist, was the lone dissenter. As the meeting broke and the owners headed for their limousines to take them to their private jets, Jones told reporters, "This is good for anybody that's in love with the NFL, any part of it. The game part, on the field, off the field, this is a good thing." Most of all, it was also a good thing for Jones and his fellow owners. The decision, which came after 5 years of study and debate, included rules preventing private equity groups from having any say in the running of the teams they invested in. They had to hold their stakes for at least 6 years, and the owners didn't have to share the proceeds with the players who helped create the value of the teams. The owners would have their cake and eat it, getting piles of cash without ceding control. Within a few months, the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, and other teams sold pieces of their teams for hundreds of millions of dollars. Asked what he planned to do with the money from the sale of stakes in his $7 billion team, Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis joked, "I'm going to In-N-Out Burger." The NFL had won again. Just a decade before, the league was under mortal threat. Thousands of retired players sued the league, claiming they were deliberately misled about the dangers of concussions. Concerned about the brutality of football, parents were steering their kids towards safer sports. Women fans were turned off by reports of players beating their girlfriends and wives. Players who knelt during the national anthem to protest social inequality and police brutality ensnared the league in a bitter debate about free speech and patriotism. The league lost fans along the way, but it largely weathered these crises. Rather than risk seeing players with dementia called as witnesses, the league agreed to a settlement that has paid out more than $1.5 billion, with each player getting as much as $5 million. But after insurance claims and split 32 ways, the teams would pay just a few million dollars each a year on average. At the same time, the league created marketing campaigns and donated millions of dollars to nonprofit groups and research institutions to change the narrative and refocus the public's attention on the games, with their irresistible blend of American pageantry, violence, and high-wire outcomes. With more than $23 billion in revenue in 2024, the NFL is the biggest sports league in the world. It's grown as large as Fortune 500 companies like Colgate-Palmolive and Goodyear Tires. The NFL drew the largest audiences on television, sold the most valuable media rights and sponsorships, and played in the most lavish stadiums. The Super Bowl was a de facto national holiday. Wedding planners recommend picking any other Sunday to tie the knot. As networks struggle to attract viewers, NFL games made up 93 of the 100 most-watched programs in 2023. Its deals with HBO, Netflix, and other media outlets created non-game programming such as Hard Knocks that kept the league in the news throughout the year. New revenue came in from overseas and sports gaming. 13 of the world's 20 most valuable sports franchises in 2024 were NFL teams. The NFL wasn't just a sports league. It was an immensely profitable American religion, complete with acolytes, pomp, and tax breaks. None of this was preordained. The NFL almost folded during World War II when owners